Welcome to Oriole Park at Camden Yards in Baltimore, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Nomar Garciaparra. Batting second. The second baseman, John Valentin. Batting third. The first baseman, Mo Vaughn. Batting fourth. The DH, Reggie Jefferson. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Tim Nehring. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Troy O'Leary. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Will Cordero. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bill Hazelman. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Darren Bragg. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Chris Hammond. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Brady Anderson. Batting second. The left fielder, Jeffrey Hammonds. Batting third. The first baseman, Rafael Palmeiro. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Eric Davis. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Cal Ripken. Batting sixth. The DH, Pete Incaviglia. Batting seventh. The catcher, Chris Hoyles. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jeff Rabule. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Mike Bordick. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Scott Kamieniecki. And now, play ball. Nomar Garciaparra is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Garciaparra hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hoyle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Valentin hits a line drive into center field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Vaughn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Jefferson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vaughn moves to third. Tim Nehring is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Nehring takes first base on ball 4. Jefferson moves to second. Troy O'Leary batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. O'Leary hits a fly ball into left field. Hammond settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vaughn scoops it up and throws to first, with Hammond covering, for the out. One out. Jeffrey Hammonds is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Hammonds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nehring fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Palmeiro strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Will Cordero is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Cordero hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ripken fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Hazelman is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Hazelman hits a line drive into center field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Darren Bragg is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Bragg hits a ball on the ground towards first. Palmeiro scoops it up and throws to first, with Kamieniecki covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Eric Davis batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Davis hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cordero. Davis reaches second base with a double. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nehring fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Incaviglia batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Incaviglia is hit by the pitch. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Hoyles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Garcia Paro fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Nomar Garcia Parra is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Garcia Parra is 0 for 1 in the game. Garcia Parra hits a ball on the ground towards first. Palmeiro scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Garcia Parra for the out. One out. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Valentin is 0 for 1 in the game. Valentin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ripken fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Vaughn takes first base on ball 4. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Jefferson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Jefferson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Rebule settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jeff Rebule batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Rebule hits a ball on the ground towards short. Garcia Parra scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bordick strikes out. Two outs. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Anderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Anderson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Valentin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tim Nehring is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Nehring is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Nehring hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Anderson. Nehring reaches second base with a double. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. O'Leary is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Leary strikes out. One out. Will Cordero is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Cordero is 0 for 1 in the game. Cordero strikes out. Two outs. Bill Hazelman is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Hazelman is 0 for 1 in the game. Hazelman hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Nehring scores. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Darren Bragg is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bragg is 0 for 1 in the game. Bragg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rebule scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jeffrey Hammonds is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Hammonds is 0 for 1 in the game. Hammonds hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hammond fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Palmeiro is 0 for 1 in the game. Palmeiro strikes out. Two outs. Eric Davis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Davis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Davis hits a fly ball into right field. O'Leary settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Nomar Garciaparra is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Garciaparra is 0-2 in the game. Garciaparra hits a fly ball into center field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Valentin is 0-2 in the game. Valentin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rebule scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Vaughn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Vaughn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Ripken is 0-for-1 in the game. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vaughn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ripken for the out. One out. Pete Incaviglia is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Incaviglia is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Incaviglia hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Vaughn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chris Hoyle's batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Hoyles is 0-for-1 in the game. Hoyles takes first base on ball 4. Jeff Rebule is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Rebule is 0-for-1 in the game. Rebule strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Jefferson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jefferson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rebule scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Nehring is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Nehring is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Nehring hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ripken fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of 0-0. O'Leary is 0-for-2 in the game. O'Leary hits a fly ball into left field. Hammond settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Will Cordero is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Cordero is 0-for-2 in the game. Cordero hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Nehring moves to second. Bill Hazelman is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Hazelman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hazelman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ripken fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Bordick is 0-for-1 in the game. Bordick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Anderson is 0-for-2 in the game. Anderson hits a fly ball into center field. Bragg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeffrey Hammonds is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Hammonds is 0-for-2 in the game. Hammonds hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Valentin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Palmeiro is 0-for-2 in the game. Palmeiro hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vaughn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Palmeiro for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Darren Bragg is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Bragg hits a pop-up, foul, in back of third. Bordick settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Bordick. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Darren Bragg is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Bragg is 0-2 in the game. Bragg strikes out. One out. Nomar Garciaparra is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Garciaparra is 0-3 in the game. Garciaparra hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Valentin is 0-3 in the game. Valentin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ripken fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Corsi now pitching. Eric Davis is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Davis is 1-2 in the game, with a double. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vaughn scoops it up and throws to first, with Corsi covering, for the out. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Ripken is 0-2 in the game. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Incaviglia is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Incaviglia is 0-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Incaviglia strikes out. Hazelman drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Incaviglia out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Arthur Rhodes now pitching. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Vaughn is 1-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Vaughn strikes out. One out. Mike Stanley pinch hits for Reggie Jefferson. Mike Stanley is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Stanley hits a fly ball into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Nehring is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Nehring is 2-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Nehring hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hammonds. Nehring reaches second base with a double. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of 0-0. O'Leary is 0-3 in the game. O'Leary hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rhodes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Hoyles is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Hoyles hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Red Sox, 1, Orioles, 1. Roberto Alomar pinch hits for Jeff Rabule. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Alomar strikes out. One out. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Bordick is 0-2 in the game. Bordick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nehring fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Heathcliff Slocum now pitching. Brady Anderson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Anderson is 0-3 in the game. Anderson takes first base on ball 4. Jeffrey Hammonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hammonds is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hammonds hits a fly ball into center field. Bragg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Orioles 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Roberto Alomar now playing second base. Jerome Walton now playing left field. Jeffrey Hammonds now playing center field. Will Cordero is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Cordero is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cordero hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Hazelman is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Hazelman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hazelman strikes out. 1 out. Jeff Fry pinch hits for Darren Bragg. Jeff Fry is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Fry strikes out. 2 outs. Nomar Garciaparra is at the plate with a count of 1-2. There goes Cordero. The throw from Hoyles and he is safe. Cordero steals second. Nomar Garciaparra is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Garciaparra is 0-for-4 in the game. Garciaparra strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Jeff Fry now playing center field. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Palmeiro is 0-for-3 in the game. Palmeiro hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Eric Davis is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Davis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Davis takes first base on ball 4. Palmeiro moves to second. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Ripken is 0-for-3 in the game. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards short. Garciaparra fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Palmeiro moves to third. 2 outs. Pete Incaviglia is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Incaviglia is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Incaviglia hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nehring fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Orioles 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Valentin is 0-for-4 in the game. Valentin strikes out. 1 out. Mo Vaughn batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Vaughn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Vaughn hits a fly ball into center field. Hammonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mike Stanley is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Stanley is 0-for-1 in the game. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Chris Hoyles batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Hoyles is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hoyles hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Valentin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Alomar is 0-for-1 in the game. Alomar hits a fly ball into left field. Cordero settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Bordick is 0-for-3 in the game. Bordick hits a fly ball into center field. Fry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Red Sox won, and the Orioles won. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tim Nehring is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Nehring is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, two doubles, and a walk. Nehring hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. O'Leary is 0-for-4 in the game. O'Leary hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Will Cordero is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Cordero is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Cordero hits a fly ball into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Red Sox won, and the Orioles won. The Orioles will come to bat. Ricky Trulisek now pitching. Jerome Walton is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Walton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nehring fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jeffrey Hammons batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Hammons is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hammons hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Valentin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Palmeiro is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Palmeiro takes first base on ball four. Eric Davis is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Davis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nehring fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Red Sox won, and the Orioles won. The Red Sox will come to bat. Terry Matthews now pitching. Bill Hazelman is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Hazelman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hazelman hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Alomar reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Fry is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Fry is 0-for-1 in the game. Fry hits a fly ball into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nomar Garciaparra is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Garciaparra is 0-for-5 in the game. Garciaparra hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Red Sox. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Valentin is 0-for-5 in the game. Valentin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-4 in the game. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards short. Garciaparra scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Incaviglia is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Incaviglia is 0-for-3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Incaviglia hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Butch Henry now pitching. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Hoyles is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hoyles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Garciaparra fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 2, and Baltimore Orioles, 1. Goodbye from Oriole Park at Camden Yards in Baltimore.